From the New Jersey Times, I'm Alingon Mitra. This is The Daily 2. As America attempts to inoculate the population, one group that remains disproportionately unwilling to take the vaccine is white Republican evangelicals. Today, an interview with Pastor Daniel Fields, a preacher from Tennessee, on how his congregation is handling the pandemic. It's Monday, May 10th. Pastor Fields, how long have you been a Southern Baptist preacher?
Well, first off, I'm not Southern Baptist. I'm deep Southern Baptist, and I've been a preacher since the year of our Lord, 1998. And to make ends meet, I also install garage doors. And what about you? Which church did you say you belong to?
Oh, I'm Hindu.
You're voodoo? Oh, son, you're doomed to eternal hellfire. Could I interest you in salvation through Jesus Christ?
No, I'm okay.
Well, in that case, could I interest you in a reliable garage door?
No, I don't have a garage.
Well, how about Wayne Dalton's classic steel garage door model 9100? It is extremely sturdy.
No, Pastor, I wanted to speak to you about the role of the church in rural parts of the country. Now, right now, where you are, vaccination rates are only 30%, well below the 50% of the rest of the country. Yet, pastors like yourself, who are so highly trusted in the community, are not encouraging people to take the vaccine. Why?
Well, Alingon, first of all, for the last year, I was having to do sermons on Zoom, thanks to Obama.
Okay, just a quick fact check. Donald Trump was in office at the start of the pandemic.
All right, but it's more stirring if I blame Obama. You get that. Now, church on Zoom, it's just no fun. It's like a NASCAR race without a crash. Okay, we've already lost followers. Now we've just opened back up, and I'm scared people won't come back to church at all if I start preaching about this vaccine.
So you're prioritizing church attendance over people's lives?
No, Alingon, I'm prioritizing everlasting life over material life. If people don't attend church, they'll go to hell like you, Mr. Devil Worship Voodoo Doll. So if I don't talk about the vaccine and more people come to church as a result, I'm actually saving lives.
Wait, that logic seems backwards. If you don't talk about the vaccine, then more people will gather, but they won't be vaccinated and they will die.
Well, sure, we've had a lot of members die recently, but did they die because of COVID-19 like them doctors said? Or did they die because Jesus blessed our church for being faithful, wanted to send a lot of our members up to heaven? That's how I like to think of it. It's like our congregation, they're an Amazon package headed up to the pearly gates, headed to heaven, and instead of regular shipping, they got upgraded to Prime.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Amen.
Enjoy the experience of a lifetime at High Luxury Cruise Ships, the number one cruise ship destination that goes from Florida to, honestly, wherever you want. We'll literally take you anywhere. Just please buy a ticket. High Luxury Cruise Ships.
Before the break, Pastor Fields, we were talking about how people in rural parts of the country, like yours, aren't taking the vaccine because they don't trust it. Have you yourself taken the vaccine?
Look, Alingon, first off, that's between me and my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, so I will not answer your question. Second, no, I have not taken the vaccine.
But why?
First off, I know the vaccine's got some sort of Bill Gates Microsoft chip in there that's going to force us to use Bing. I will not stand for inferior search results. All right? That's a core belief of mine. And second, I believe life is sacred. And as we all know, these vaccines, they're made from abortions, abortion bits, third trimester ones. I won't stand for that either.
Okay, that's not true. Johnson & Johnson used cells that have been copied from fetal tissue, but they're far removed from the original cells taken in the 70s and the 80s, and the mRNA vaccines don't have any of those cells whatsoever.
Well, I've done some research, too. I looked it up on Bing. I looked it up, and it said mRNA stands for murder right now, abort. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that certainly is not true. And more importantly, if you are pro-life, why wouldn't you tell your congregation to take this vaccine? Its whole job is to save innocent lives. So it's the most pro-life thing you can do.
Alan Gong, the Lord gave us common sense so people can make up their own minds.
But isn't there some hypocrisy where when it comes to the vaccine, you're telling people they can make up their own minds, but you don't say the same for abortions or gay marriage or transgender rights?
The Lord works in mysterious ways, Alan Gong. It's like Jesus says in the Bible, it's tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I feel it too. And no matter what I do, I feel the pain with or without you.
Those are lyrics from NSYNC.
Well, the point still holds. Jesus is more important than any vaccine. I mean, it's like I always say, Jesus is my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say Jesus wants it that way.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor.
Bye, bye, bye.
We'll be right back.
I'm Frankie Gutz, business reporter at the New Jersey Times. Every day, our business section is completely blank because, frankly, it's none of your business. Unions skimming off the top? None of your business. Restaurant flouting health guidelines? Who asked you? Local newspaper committing tax fraud? What are you, a rat? So, subscribe to the New Jersey Times and stop sticking your nose where it doesn't belong.
Here's what else you need to know today. Seth Rogen announced that he will not work with James Franco due to the 2018 sexual misconduct accusations. Rogen made the announcement after he was asked about it by no one at all. And in England, the government is set to remove some COVID rules and allow people to hug. The change is expected to have no impact, since British people are incapable of showing affection. That's it for the Daily 2. I'm Alingan Mitra. See you tomorrow.